Hi, this is Mike Maduda, and you're listening to the ZFM Sport Podcast.
ZFM Stereo. 24/7. ZFM Stereo.
Lionel Messi has conquered his final peak. Lionel Messi has shaken hands with paradise. Argentina!
Time for the biggest sports stories.
Max Verstappen has taken the checkered flag to win the Japanese Grand Prix.
Max Verstappen, two-time world champion.
The biggest interviews.
These are happy tears, I guess. I don't know. And I wouldn't be Serena if there wasn't Venus. So thank you, Venus.
And all the analysis right here.
There's no question that LeBron James, at the worst, is a top three player in the history of basketball since the game was invented. I don't want to hear that.
Let me finish.
Let you finish. I'll let you talk.
Every weekday, it's my sport. It's your sport. It's ZFM Sport. Let's join the team for the biggest show in the world of sport on ZFM Stereo. My station, your station.
It's your favorite sports show on Top Hit Tuesday. Don't miss out on our musical interludes, the Power Play, which comes up top, as well as our Play of the Day later on. A big Top Hit Tuesday. We play nothing but the hits, courtesy of DJ Baz. Barry is in the house. My name is Mike Madoda. Also joining us, of course, is Alois Bunjira. Our producer is Sean Tafirinyika. And what a phenomenal show we've got in the offing. Phenomenal. Why? Because the Warriors, a legend, Caetano Tembo, has been added to the technical team as the Warriors squad was announced for the October FIFA World Cup qualifiers versus South Africa and Lesotho.
I've done everything, and I think I know that I'll be able to, you know, play a part, you know, in terms of, you know, making sure that there is, you know, success in this project that we've embarked on.
Being a Tuesday, we have our staple, which is the Simoko Formula One report, and the news is that McLaren want to improve their pit stops.
The pit stop data might say so. For five consecutive weekends, Lando has suffered slow pit stops.
And in the beautiful game, smarting from their first defeat of the season versus Crystal Palace, the Reds switch to the Champions League and they are eyeing improvements as they take on Galatasaray.
We can definitely improve on a few things. And the things we can improve, I will show tonight.
Arne Slot looking to improve a few things in that game. That's just one of the stories that we're chasing on tonight's edition of ZFM Sport. We're glad you could join us, and we want you to be a part of the discussion on 0772-168-045. That is our WhatsApp number, 0772-168-045. Baz, we'll be talking about the Warriors squad that was announced earlier. You attended the press conference. Are you excited? Are you hopeful?
I'm always excited when the Warriors are playing. Hopefully, I'm not so sure. I'll be honest. I'm a realist. South Africa are a much better side than we are. I think player for player, we've probably got better individuals, but I think as a unit, South Africa better than us. And I'm not being unpatriotic when I say that. Shucks, I think if we beat South Africa, it'll certainly be an upset.
Alois, we heard the news yesterday that Bafana Bafana had been docked 3 points. Does that add extra importance or more gravity on the result of this game, especially for South Africa? It looks like they'll come hell for leather in this one.
Yeah, definitely. Now they want a win at all costs. You know, I think when they were still 3 points ahead of Benin, I think they would have thought, you know what, against Zimbabwe we can take a draw.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yes,
okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know,
then
because they know Zimbabwe is a strong team. Mm. And then we finish off Rwanda, isn't it? They're playing Rwanda last.
Yeah, Rwanda.
Yes. So I think they had that in mind. But now that they are now number two,
And with an inferior goal difference now, they will have to go gung-ho for Zimbabwe. And it's going to be a nail-biting and crazy, crazy match.
Absolutely. And the game, of course, looks to be played in front of a sold-out Moses Mabhida Stadium in Durban on Friday, the 10th of October. Kickoff time is 6 p.m. That is a game, of course, that will be broadcast on national TV here in Zimbabwe as well as on Super Sports. So you don't want to miss the action as the Warriors play for pride versus Bafana Bafana, who are playing to head to the World Cup to be played in the United States, Canada, and Mexico. We'll be discussing that a bit later on, but before we get there, let's, of course, give you what is that? Our power play?
I think so.
Our power play?
Yeah, generally.
Yeah, call it play of the day.
Yeah. Oh.
ZFM Stereo is untouchable. The Warriors, the Chevrons, the Cheetahs, the Mighty Warriors, and the Sables. From the pool to the track to the field, we are Team Zimbabwe.
We kicked off the show there with League of Legends featuring Imagine Dragons, the track Warriors. And talking about Warriors, Warriors legend Kaitano Tembo has been added to the Warriors technical team as an assistant coach ahead of the October 2026 FIFA World Cup qualifiers against South Africa and Lesotho. Tembo's addition was announced at a ZIFA press conference this afternoon, where head coach Michael Nees also named the Zimbabwe squad for the upcoming qualifiers. Let's hear from Kaitano Tembo, who says that he's looking forward to helping the Warriors meet the objectives.
I'm an all-rounder because I've been, you know, involved in coaching as a head coach, as an assistant coach, you know, from all, you know levels. You know, I started at the very bottom, you know, at the academy. It's first good coaching as an under 17, then I moved to the reserve team. I became an assistant coach, and I was, you know, a head coach. So I've done everything, and I think I know that I'll be able to, you know, play a part, you know, in terms of, you know, making sure that there is, you know, success, you know, in this project that we have embarked on.
Warriors coach Michael Nees expressing confidence that Kaitano Tembo's experience in the South African League and his knowledge of the game would strengthen the Warriors' technical bench as he joins assistant coach Tekshaw Chiragwe ahead of the AFCON campaign, which will see Zimbabwe in Morocco at the end of December and possibly into January this year. He's Nees's man. He's made his pick, and I must say, a very experienced pick and a popular pick, especially if you judge by just social media earlier today.
Certainly a popular pick. Kaitano Tembo, respected amongst Zimbabweans as a player and as a coach. We know all about his exploits, particularly at SuperSport United as assistant mainly. When he got the job as head coach, it didn't go so well. It started off very well, and then it sort of fell off the rails. But certainly very respected coach. Good choice by Michael Nees. I hope that he'll have the wherewithal and backbone to speak up, because having been Nees's protege almost, you would think to yourself there'll be a modicum of respect, but I think he's got to speak up and get his ideas across.
Alois, just hearing Michael Nees speak, there's a guy he first came into contact with circa 2003, this was, of course, during the time when Kaitano was still a player.
Yep.
And Nees was a coach coaching Seychelles, then obviously they must have rubbed shoulders in South Africa, where Michael Nees worked in that country. So he's a guy that Nees knows, and I think that is important, especially in these 2 months as we build up to AFCON, that you have someone there who you trust, someone who you know, and someone who you also respect, because they're bringing and putting something on the table.
Yeah, exactly. I think they know each other, because I don't want to think that that it was just a wild guess. Ngolonga from and they know each other. I think he has been following Kaetano Tembo. Probably there's something that he likes about Kaetano, because this is a big job. This is a big job. Being a national team assistant coach is a big position. So I think
Kaetano actually did his courses in South Africa under Michael Neese.
So if there's anyone who knows Kaetano's capacity,
it's
Michael Neese.
Yeah, exactly. So I think he actually knows his theoretical prowess, and he already knows what he can do as a coach. Mm. So he's well informed about Kaetano. And for Zimbabwe, it's just not a surprise, because we already know Kaetano, and it's like a homecoming for Kaetano. We have been watching him at SuperSport. We have watched him coach in South Africa. Like Mike said, he started well, but there was something that happened in between. And after he left SuperSport, it didn't really work out. But pedigree, you cannot take it away from anybody. So kudos to Michael Neese for bringing in another coach, because we have been talking about it. Unfortunately, he's coming after we are already out of the World Cup qualifiers, but we have been calling for this because we thought that the bench was a bit thin.
Right now, Zifa President Ngobile Magwizi, who presided over the press conference, conceded that the results of the Warriors have fallen short of expectations, but he has insisted Zimbabwe's football future can still be rescued.
One thing I must tell you is I don't like losing. I'm also very ambitious as a president. But I know my fellow Zimbabweans are also what? Ambitious. They would want a team that wins consistently. But that desire is not always coming true, because even the best teams, when they play, sometimes they don't always win. We are meeting it at a time, I think, when our football is under immense scrutiny. We are meeting when we have not been getting the results that we expect as a nation. And of course, that pain and that frustration, I think it's shared. The executive committee shares in that pain. The coach shares in that pain. The technical staff, they are sharing in that pain. The fans share in that pain. And the media also shares in that pain. And sometimes it can be very frustrating, especially when the stakeholders speak out their concerns and there is no response from the leadership of football. And that's our responsibility as leaders. We cannot run away from that responsibility. It is important, therefore, that when issues come up, we are then seen to be present to speak to the issues, to speak to the challenges, because we are confident of what we are doing. We are at a stage whereby we are building the foundation of Zifa. We are planting a seed and we are nurturing that seed. The desire, of course, is to make sure that this particular seed will grow into a tree that will give shelter and shade to everyone. There is enough room for all of us in football. And this particular seed, we are nurturing it. We are not going to start eating the leaves before the fruits ripe. We want to make sure that this particular seed grows to become a huge tree with a shade for all of us. And hence, we remain committed and resolute in the process of building a competitive football association, of course, in the region, of course, and beyond.
Zifa President Ngobile Magwizi speaking to media at, of course, that press conference that unveiled Kaetano Tembo as assistant coach to the Warriors. And it was a speech, Barry, that I thought, or should I say remarks that I think were marked by rare candor and conviction.
Yes.
I think a very different approach that we have seen from previous administrations. Here was a president who allowed himself to be vulnerable, who acknowledged the nation's frustrations while charting a course for renewal. And I think you must get credit for that. It's not easy to say, hang on, we're in the dumps at the moment.
Yeah.
Results are not going our way, but we have a plan.
Yeah, there's two ways you can go. Bury your head in the sand and act like it's not happening. Or you can front up and face it. And the good thing is that Magwizi's come out and faced it and sat next to the coach who's delivering those poor results and said, guys, we all feel the pain. We are wholly together trying to fix this thing. And I love the analogy about the tree, because a tree doesn't grow in one day. So if that tree is certainly growing, then we have to wait for the shade, firstly, and then secondly, for it to bear fruit. My hope is that tree is a fruit tree and not a thorny tree, which it seems like right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things, Alois, that's probably close to your heart that the president spoke about, he spoke about youth football being the heartbeat of the future, and this is after years of neglect. The under 15, under 17 structures, I think the association is working to revive those through NAF, through NASH, reconnecting, I think, schools around the country, trying to formulate a national league to make sure that our youth footballers are playing, their skills are being honed, and they are being, of course, offered a very, I think, an easy pathway to the elite leagues of our country and even beyond. And that is critical if we are going to see sustained results in the future and to stop this frustration that we have of, oh, we got good teams, but the results are not coming. And then we've got bad teams that come along. But if you're to have a consistent future, it starts at that level, at grassroots.
Yeah, definitely, Mike. It's good news for me. I love to hear that, but I even love it better when I see it on the ground happening. You see, we have been talking a lot about it, and we haven't kicked off. Under 15 league, it's banded about a lot of times. So I'm hoping, and I really do hope, that he will bring this to fruition. Whatever he is talking on paper is on the ground. When we see it on the ground, that's when we can say,
start clapping
yes,
our hands
the
and say,
future
yeah,
is
the
really
fruit here
is
really
bright. Was
Yahweh Jeminator.
Exactly. That's for me. That's what it's good news to hear this, but it's I wait to see
until you see the fruit.
To see it on the ground.
And I think that's only fair. But of course, one of the highlights of the day was the announcement of the Warriors squad by Michael Nees, and these are the players that will represent the nation in the upcoming World Cup qualifiers, match day 9 and 10 versus Bafana Bafana of South Africa, as well as Dikwena of Lesotho. Your goalkeepers are Washington Arubi, Elvis Chipezeze, and Martin Mapisa.
The defenders are Gerald Takwara, Munashe Garanganga, Teenage Hadebe, Brendan Galloway, Emmanuel Jalai of Dynamos, God knows Murwira, Jordan Zemura of Udinese in Italy, and Divine Lunga of Sundowns.
Your midfielders are Marvelous Nakamba, the captain, Yona Fabish, Marshall Monetsu, who plays for Wolverhampton Wanderers, popularly known as Wolves, his clubmate Tawanda Chirewa, Knowledge Musona of Scotland, and he's joined, of course, by his clubmate Kamabiliet.
The forwards are the other Tawanda Mashanise, Bill Antonio, Terence Zukamanja, Walter Musona, Prince Dube, and Tando Ngwenya.
And let's hear from the Warriors coach Michael Nees, who explained his selection criteria and addressed concerns over the playing minutes of some players at their clubs, as well as the struggle to score goals.
We have a massive responsibility to be a fair sportsman, a fair competitor, and to bring the best on the pitch in first game and in the second game also, but in the first game in relation to the other teams. I need to see what can a player bring. The minutes could be better, I admit. And we hope the players get more minutes the longer it goes. Experienced players, they, when they train regularly, they can compensate the lack of minutes with a certain attitude and concentration in a real good way. They cannot compensate it for 10 games in a row, but for one or two games they can really the attitude can compensate it, because they live in their decision making a lot from experience, from their routine. Now, it's not just a national team problem or challenge. The goal scoring rate in Zimbabwe is in general too low. You can go almost through any team. You look at the lock leaders in your table, I think 38 goals out of 29 or 30 matches. We also have to look maybe to change the philosophy of football more from a safety first approach to a more courage football type. We need to look to compensate for that lack. We need to create scoring opportunities, and sometimes it's a bit weird when you break that cycle, it suddenly goes like that. So you must not wait for your luck that it arrives. You must work for it, because I don't think luck is just arriving, maybe here and there, but at the end you have to work for it.
See. And of course, there are a few big names missing amongst the ones that many people would consider to be regulars in the Warriors squad. Of course, the biggest being Andy Rinemota, who misses out once more as he's currently clubless. But Michael Nees, in his updates, indicating that the player is very close to signing with a new club. Also missing is, of course, Tino Kadewere, who has suffered, I think, with a recurrence of a thigh injury out in Greece. And that has seen Prince Dube return to the squad. Let's have that conversation, Alois, about goals. You're a goal scorer, a phenomenal one at that. And you take a look at the attacking options here, whether it's from midfield through to the forwards. Are you happy with the players that you have up front there, who are going to have to score goals in these games, especially against South Africa if we're to win?
I'm not convinced with our center striker position. If you look at the other boys, they are more like wingers and supporting cast. We don't have the striker. We don't have a regular striker, the number nine. We don't have that, you know.
Prince Dube?
Right wing. He has been playing him on the wings. Maybe he could have stuck with him on the center, guiding him, asking him to play the way he wants. Because sometimes a player adapts to the way the coach wants him to play. Because he is a natural goal scorer. We need him more in those areas where he can actually get chances and score. Because for me, when I look at the whole lineup, Emma strikers, he is about the only one who is a regular goal scorer.
Who would you have thrown in there? Because let's just remind again the listeners who we have. Yeah. We have Thando Ngwenya of AmaZulu, Usutu, in South Africa. Prince Dube, of course, playing out in Tanzania. Walter Musona, Terence Jukamanja, they play with Scotland in the local Premier League. Bill Antonio out in Belgium, and then Tawanda Maswani say in Scotland. Those two, of course, are principally they're wide attackers. Who would you have thrown in that squad? Do you have a name? Do you have a couple of options? Who you think these might have been worthwhile considerations for Michael Nees?
You know, to be honest, I would have Timon Machope play.
Thank you.
In that striker position, because he is about the only out and out striker.
Yes.
I can think of right now off my head. Who is the striker in Zimbabwe right now?
Yep.
I can only think of Timon Machope. Even at national level, including the players that are playing out, even Anatino, they're not real. They are not strikers.
Yes.
So Timon Machope is our typical. That's why I've been always calling for Macaulay Boni, because I believe he's the only striker that we can actually say is it garnish.
Yeah.
I'm a supporting cast. Yeah. So maybe go back to development. Guys, we need to develop strikers. We need to have go get us my striker.
Let's also take a look at midfield, Barry, because this is an area you like. You know, you're a student of this particular area, and we've got, of course, Yona Farbish. He makes a return after he missed out the last time out. I think he is suffering from concussion. Two players that were called out last time between Cote d'Ivoire and South Africa versus, of course, Benin, as well as Rwanda, Prosper Padera and Tuonga Rusheshe. They miss out on selection this time. And you take a look at those midfield options. A marvelous Nakamba, I think just 16 minutes or so under his belt.
Yeah, in nine
so
games.
He's not a lot of football for the captain. And then you've also got Tawanda Chirewa. He's not playing a lot at Wolves. In fact, he's not playing at all at Wolves. And then you've got the elderly duo of Musona and Kama Billiard. And then, of course, the engine room, Marshall Munetsi. Your thoughts on that? I mean, do we have the arrows in our quiver to compete with Bafana Bafana? And for Bafana Bafana, we know that midfield is one of their strongest areas.
It is. It is. The system that our coach plays it could be problematic on the basis that he loves to play that midfield too. So it's a 4-2-3-1 when it plays out. And chances are he's going to stick a marvelous Nakamba, Marshall Munetsi in there. Marshall Munetsi has become very much a box-to-box. That's naturally. The danger is that the power of Bafana, particularly in the second half, I reckon, is in transition when they now have the likes of your Hollises and whatnot on the field. Those quick transitions could hurt us. They hurt us in the first game, and Tapilo Morena scored that phenomenal goal. So for me, I think that we are a bit lightweight, and unfortunately, the coach is not going to change. He's shown us over and over again, but he's going to have to find some sort of balance in there, because Yona Fabish, if he's going to get any minutes under his belt in these, particularly in that South Africa game, he might need to come on in the second half, but I can't see him start.
I probably see Yona Fabish starting.
In place of?
In place of?
I see him starting. I reckon. I'm just thinking.
You reckon?
He's probably there. He had a decent outing last time, didn't he, against Nisha?
He did.
And so forth. Yeah, so if you're going for like-for-like type replacements, you're looking to replace an Andy to the mortar. Yeah. Who are you picking?
We've got Mark.
Who can do an Andy to the mortar type job?
I would lean, and again, I'm getting into Nisha's head because of his love for experience.
Would you carry on playing knowledge? Would you still deploy knowledge deep? As we saw Nice do, because that's what happened last time, isn't it?
No, that was offside.
So you say knowledge with Marvelous and with Marshall.
No, it won't work.
No.
Why won't it work?
No, the energy level.
Can I give you a stat that will interest you? Mm-hmm. Knowledge was actually one of the guys who covered the most distance.
You're right.
Those games. I think in the first game against Benin, I think he covered over 11 kilometers.
Yeah,
playing in that role.
Sometimes covering the distance is different from the best of speed to block here, 10 block there.
So we're not going to watch.
Yeah, I don't think that's why I'm worried about knowledge. Good anaire energy, good chesa,
I want us to remind ourselves that in that Rwanda game, the dynamic of the game had significantly changed when knowledge then dropped further deep. Because if you recall, he dropped on his own while Rwanda was now sitting. They weren't coming forward at all. They were holding
He was deep.
Who was beside him?
Yeah, he was deep. He played a very deep role.
I don't know whether, but
he was playing very deep. Okay. He wasn't.
Because of the fact that now everyone was forward, and Marshall was almost first receiver. He was coming back receiving, and then trying to start the attack. So that the dynamic of the game allowed it.
We got the whole week to build up.
I'm just saying it's an indictment that we don't have pane player tisina mutimu kuona knowledge achitoti knowledge arudzoka kuzotamba deep ka it means it kuleka by that position
for me it just speaks to the importance of Andy in
yes.
that's what I mean
he's an absolute important player knowledge and also I think Mashi needs to be very conservative Mashi he best I don't go best even in the first minute he's doing the hard running and everything I think he needs to calm down pace himself and grow into the game gradually because you burn yourself
but he's one heck of a fighter
yes,
the boy isn't he
bends himself quickly yeah. He bends him. He needs to pace himself.
He needs to pace himself.
Yeah,
and
he needs to pace himself.
Okay, you know what, guys?
Go with the game.
I want us, just before we wrap this one up, because, you know, it's funny. We've only got 20 minutes of the show left.
Where is the time gone?
I know I said earlier, look forward to the play of the day. Hell no.
No chance.
That's not going to happen. We're just going to breeze straight through.
Yeah.
We might not even give you the take you around the world in 60 minutes, right?
Chances are.
Because we want to touch on this, you know, the South Africa points deduction. Yeah. The South Africa Football Association, they say they are deeply disappointed with the unprecedented outcome of that three-point deduction for fielding Teboho Mokoena when he was on a yellow card suspension against Lesotho in that 2026 World Cup qualifier. SAFA say they have noted the judgment that was delivered by a single-member panel without reasons and without affording the association an opportunity to present legal arguments. They've confirmed that they've requested written reasons for the judgment and intend to lodge a formal appeal with the FIFA Appeals Committee within the prescribed 10-day period under FIFA's disciplinary rule. So they intend to appeal. I think they will still lose, appeal.
Yeah.
But the net effect of all this, Barry, is that Hugo Bruce's men have now dropped into second place in Group C behind Benin based on goal difference.
Yeah.
I think this has now made this game, if it wasn't big already because of the rivalry between the Warriors and Bafana Bafana, it's massive now. Because Bafana Bafana, they need something from this. Yeah. Zimbabwe playing for pride and trying to get the 6 points that will take us bottom of the group because we are bottom right now and we are trailing Lesotho by 5 points. We need to get 6 points and hope Lesotho lose all their matches.
Correct.
Just for us to move off the bottom of the group. But for South Africa, they need not only to win, but they also need goals.
They need goals. They already there's talk about a 3-goal winning margin. But I think that's premature talk. I think what they need to do first of all is win against Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
So that's
goal margin. Yeah. They were on top of their game.
Yeah.
When they beat us
3-1. Yeah. Yeah.
They need to remember that.
They need to.
And they have to replicate that performance first.
But here's
before they can start talking about.
But here's the thing. Think about the mentality. The mentality of Teboho Mokoena as an individual.
Yeah.
Thinking to himself, I've done the nation down. It's my name that being
he didn't do it.
It wasn't him personally.
Okay.
But he'll have a point to prove.
Yeah.
You know how a sportsman will think. He'll think to himself, right, I want to show you guys the difference that I can make. I can make. So he's got a chip on his shoulder. The entire team has a chip on their shoulder. What better team to show how good we are than our neighbors Zimbabwe? We already have a rivalry. It's already a derby, but now it means even more.
We wear the same colors as us.
I think the first 20, 25 minutes in this game are absolutely key. I don't think we can afford to concede in that because the crowd. One of the ways I feel like Moses Mabhida, especially Moses Mabhida, is an area where it's like Barberfield. I feel you have to disconnect the team from the fans.
From the fans, you have.
If you fail to disconnect the team from the fans,
yes,
they will beat you.
Yeah,
they will beat you
because
they'll feed off that energy.
Yeah.
One of the things that Zimbabwe needs to do, just like Scotland needed to do at Barberfield, the Chibuka Super Cup versus Highlanders, they needed to disconnect. They nearly did it. They did it when they scored those two early goals through King Morerenba and Kama Billiot, and Barberfield.
They did decided to sit back.
Then, but they made the mistake of letting Highlanders back into the game immediately with that header.
Yeah.
So the fans were all for it to say in the second half, listen, we might as well lose 5-1, but we're going to go for it. Zimbabwe needs to have the same mentality that, you know what, we need to shut Moses Mabhida up in those first 20-25 minutes.
Yeah.
Get them to second-guess themselves. Yeah. And there were moments we managed to do it under Jairus Tapera in Bloemfontein in the first half, where we sacked, because when they scored, Chirewa scored, equalized
immediately. Yes.
And the crowd went hush.
And it was like, this is a hard game.
Okay, this is going to be a tough game, because this Zim team looks like it's got a bit about it. We need to have the similar approaches in the dialogues.
Definitely, because once we allow South Africa to score first and score the second, we'll be mincemeat. Straight. Because they will pound us. No, seriously.
Mincemeat.
You see the danger. The danger with South Africa is their players are highly technical.
Yeah.
Very, very technical.
And
Vanochek
players.
Vanochek, exactly my point.
So
once they are 2 goals up, they will keep that ball and won't get it. And when they do that, we get tired and they'll get another one.
Because
they'll definitely get
these
once they
guys
start keeping the ball.
Can I call Vanochek and Abora in Nigeria?
Imagine.
Yes. Nigeria as experienced as they are.
Yes, and as good as
they are.
As
they are with players who play in Europe.
Yes.
But yet there were times when they were chasing shadows.
Yes.
Versus Bafana Bafana.
So once they
we need to be on top of our game.
Yeah. And that's why my concern is in that midfield, whereby we need to have more solidity, more ability to retain the ball. We need to retain the ball, because it can't be a case of just clearing it, or else we'll end up feeling like we're playing against a wall. So we've got work to do in midfield.
CFM Serial is untouchable. Fan Zone. Get in touch with the team and have your say your way.
Operator.
Right, your messages have been coming in, and we'll try and squeeze as many of them as we can. There's one really that sort of like caught my eye here, and I thought, wow, this would have been an ingenious plan, isn't it? It's from Chipo out in Edinburgh in Scotland. Anzi, why can't we just play against Bafana Bafana in Nigeria?
That would have been ingenious.
I'm sure Ana Oga would have been happy to.
They would have filled the stadium.
First of all, charter a straight flight for us, including free use of the stadium.
Yeah.
You know what? Come to think of it, I know it sounds like such a
ingenious,
but that I think would have been. If Zimbabwe had said we are playing South Africa in Nigeria.
Okay, yes.
Listen, it's a bit of
a stretch,
Nigeria is in the same group.
Yeah.
But imagine the stadium would have been full.
The stadium would be full. We would have got
now when if
with the fans back in Zimbabwe,
would have got a lot of concessions. In fact, Zifa would have sold more jerseys than they would have ever expected, because they'll say, we want to buy Zim jerseys.
Wear
them to the stadium.
It's very
shithousery in his best.
Absolutely. I think Zimbabweans are not buying the jerseys.
Yeah.
Imagine if we had gone maybe to Zambia and say we are playing in Zambia against South Africa. They're going to buy the jerseys, even DRC.
But Zambia would be concerned.
There would have been 5,000 fans Alois in Zambia.
No, the thing is, South Africa has got a lot of haters.
Where's the Scotland of Africa?
But I don't think we'll steal the stadium.
They are the Scotland of Africa.
Seriously. Right, Anze, good evening to you, the best sports team in the country. Anze, just a quick big question. So with Andy not having a team yet, does this necessarily mean he's not going to AFCON? That message is coming from Jay. I think Michael Nee said that he's close to joining a club. So the hope is that, of course, that he will be available as early as even maybe November if there are friendly matches to be played during that month.
So as far as I understand, Andy's now a free agent. So it's not necessarily reliant on the transfer window. So he can join a club at any point. As soon as he gets a club, they can register him and he can start playing football. So that's a good thing for us. He doesn't have to wait for a window.
Yeah, Nyasha Tota says, good evening, the best sports team in the nation. I agree with Nees, the football that we're playing in the country right now, I consider it a fitness football, because guys are not playing it to score goals, they're just playing it to win or draw.
Yes, I would agree with that as a point number one, but I'm going to jump back onto the quality of our football is also isn't at the right level to be honest, because we're not playing football attacking football, we're not playing football that's tactical enough. I don't know if that's on the coaches or but
no, you don't have to hide that. You don't have to hide. I actually think it's the coaching side.
Yeah,
it's the coaching side that I think there's something that we need. We need to bring in top European coaches to do refresher courses and to do, because we are so reliant on CAF courses that were conducted by Zimbabwean coaches.
Dominic Niyozima, the new head of technical, has actually announced refresher courses.
Refresher courses
starting in October.
We need that because I strongly believe. It's a coaching issue. You don't see the hunger to try to look for a goal from these boys. You don't see someone who is trying to score. They just play. I just don't understand.
Right. I don't also understand this question because I think our listener here has not been listening carefully. And quick question, guys. What's Andy Renomota doing in this squad when he has no club? He's not in the squad.
He's not in the squad.
That's what we said.
He was left out.
Yeah, he was left out. I think you may have been slightly mistaken there about that. Guys, great show on the Warriors, just announced by knees. Anzi, I think we have a good squad, but I have my doubts on the coach himself and in our confidence, knees. And I think what Michael needs right now, Barry, more than anything, is not just good performances. I think he needs results.
He needs results. Yeah. He's got a lot to prove. I think there's a lot of doubt around his capabilities. And the last thing that we need is to have this wet blanket over the footballing family as we go to AFCON. We want to go to AFCON on a high, believing that we can go and leave, and to use your phrase, leave teams with a bloody nose. That's what we want to do. And the bad thing is, if we go through this window, this final qualification window, and lose both games, shucks, it checks a really bad
He's going to wear the blanket.
Evening Z Sports. I hope the Warriors beat South Africa, because Hugo Bruce Akawanza, when they drew with Rwanda, actually teams like Zim shouldn't be allowed to play because of stadiums. That is Bothi out Pabudas. Someone here wanted to talk about Ngobile Magwizi's remarks, and they say Andy enjoyed the tree analogy. It's Maurice, actually. And Zuguti Mananga Matete Tujga Maruva Zarambwa. We won't eat the leaves before it's time.
Stratos a tenga mozi.
We write.
And Ekwa Zimba, Kariga Mombeni Kutama, he says the Zipa president should remember that he is not at the realm for the rest of his life, at the helm for the rest of his life. If he goes, someone sows another seed. How many seeds do we need to grow to have a tree which will bear fruit? The analogy by the president remains a pie in the sky. His previous predecessors lamented same sentiments, but nothing tangible came out. We want results, not philosophy.
Yeah.
Look, is there a balance that must be struck between results that are, because fans are fans. Fans want to see the team doing well, to whatever results, team in front of winner. And then the balance that must be struck between that and laying a foundation for consistent results in the medium and long term.
Mm-hmm. I think, Mike, the football has got the Bible. It's happening all over the world. It's only in Zimbabwe that we are not doing what others are doing. There's a football Bible. Rinoto kutaurira kuti school football munotamba so. Kana mabvepa apo kuma junior football, moenda kuma district kwenyu, kana at a higher level, it zvinoenda zvichigrow so. Ma under 8, 10, mune muri ku area zone. Then you get under 12, 13, moenda kuma district level. Then you go to provincial level, under 14, 15. Then you try to get into bigger leagues as you go to under 19s, the under 21s. We can even go back to what it was. Kudara kwacho chaiko chaiko kwekuti zvo ma province aingotamba junior league. Maskus, Achingotamba, Maskus, I don't divide, we're into my zones. All these schools here, they are in their own zones. Let's get back there and do that. All we need is to improve.
Alright, Chris Mdimbari in Masasa says, high sports team, I think between Machope, Navaya and Verem, one between them was supposed to be included in the team. Right. What are your thoughts? Because there was a discussion at the press conference around goals.
Yes.
And the output of the league.
And Navaya was mentioned.
I think this listener has just rattled off three names.
Yes.
Who, yes, it may not be a vintage goal scoring season, but these are the top goal scorers in our league.
Right.
And now, none of them find themselves in the squad.
Now,
I don't want
one. Right.
Pashaya one.
For me, I think when you're watching a striker, watch the striker not necessarily only about the goals that he scores, because he's got to score goals. But also watch for what he can contribute to the team. So it's about the biggest contribution that he can make. Washington Navaya is a different striker to Taiman Machope. Taiman Machope, quintessential big man. Washington Navaya, spin and turn, run behind striker. Billy Veremu, more a winger for me than a striker. So those are different attributes. What do we need in the national team for me right now is Taiman Machope.
Yeah.
Why? Because he's a big man. He can we can play off him.
We can hit him differently.
We can hit him. We can also go wide and cross, because we got good
and
wingers.
He's got pace for through ball.
And he's got pace for high lines. So he gives us a lot more. That's why I would possibly go with
him. And also Mike, like Barry said, striker is not just about scoring goals. We had a lot of strikers that Anana Simon Machorani, Anana Jiri Chidawa. They never sniffed in the national team. Not even once.
Give Tulunga Senior.
Yeah, they were scoring goals.
He was a prolific gunman. 29 goals.
Yeah, but the national team, no. Jagaram. Because of that. Even Makwinji. Makwinji was scoring goals for Dynamo two seasons
for fun.
But national team, he was never there. So, like, you need more attributes.
Yeah. Because
even at an
international level, we all know, for example, Andy Cole.
Yeah.
Great as he was for Manchester United.
Yes.
But national team.
No.
Robbie Fowler.
Yeah.
Another one. Was okay
same
for
thing,
England.
To deceive.
But he was not the same. But school club.
Yeah.
But you find because I agree, some 15, 12, and Sheringham. Yeah. So it's football is not just about looking at statistics and say 20 goals I can get on the national team. It doesn't work like that.
Your hit music station. My station. Your station. It's everybody's station. ZFM Stereo. The big leagues, the big teams, the big players. The beautiful game on ZFM Sport.
All right, let's go straight to the Champions League, which has already commenced because the early kickoffs are Atalanta versus Club Brugge is on our big screen here, here in the studio. It's goalless after 10 minutes.
So far. Lots of fouls in midfield.
Hey, they're kicking each other off the park.
Kick was nearly wayside.
And then in what is necessarily a mismatch, Kairat is taking on Real Madrid. And then later on tonight,
they're holding their own
against Real Madrid. Marseille takes on Ajax later on. Paphos versus Bayern Munich. That's going to be a high-scoring affair, I predict. Inter Milan takes on Slavia Prague, while Atletico Madrid entertain Eintracht Frankfurt. Bodo/Glimt takes on Tottenham Hotspur. Chelsea entertain Benfica, and then Galatasaray collide with Liverpool. Now, Liverpool was on his slot, has challenged his players to give their all when they take on Turkish champions Galatasaray in Istanbul.
I think we always have to do, no matter if we win, lose or draw, what is asked from you if you want to compete for trophies, but let alone if you wear the Liverpool shirt, and that is giving everything you have, and combine that with the best football you can play. And I think, especially in the second half, we created during the course of the game against Palace more chances than we've created in all the three games we played before against Palace. but we conceded also much more chances than we did before when we played Palace. So we can definitely improve on a few things, and the things we can improve, I will show tonight.
See. One of the areas that he then mentions in that press conference, we didn't cover it in that clip, was of course set pieces.
Yeah.
They need to sort that out and fast.
Absolutely. I think Liverpool is conceding a lot from there.
From set pieces.
And that's worrying. I'm also worried about the form of Ibrahim Konate. He's been awful.
Yeah.
Awful. Yeah. And that is actually where the problem is for Liverpool right now, defensively. I wonder whether you'll be tempted to play Joe Gomez. Because Joe Gomez has never let the team down.
Never.
When he's played, especially in the centre-back position next to Virgil van Dijk. I think it's time to take Ibrahim Konate out of the fire line, especially on a game like this.
Yes, yeah.
Like Galatasaray, this is not a Real Madrid. This is not a Bayern Munich. This
Liverpool
should be able to beat Gala. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be a frenetic atmosphere out in Istanbul.
Ridiculous.
We saw their fans blasting fireworks in the Liverpool Team Hotel at 1:30 in the morning.
Yep.
So there's a lot of skullduggery out in Istanbul, but these are the sort of places that you should go and win
yeah.
if you have designs on conquering Europe.
Yeah,
give Joe Gomez a go and see whether that's going to be something. And also, Ekitike, I think he'll be looking to redeem himself, especially after that silly
embarrassment.
He'll be looking to redeem himself, so he may be high on motivation as well. Mm. Does he play both him and Isak in attack? Remains to be seen.
Yeah, let's call him that, Jomez. All right, Chelsea will welcome Jose Mourinho back to Stamford Bridge when they face Benfica, with the Portuguese coach returning to the London club where he won 3 Premier League titles across 2 spells. Emotional comeback, but we know Jose Mourinho, fierce competitor. He'll want to win tonight and win big.
Yeah, he does. And you don't be surprised to see him running to the corner flag himself.
If they
after
score,
this score,
exactly.
And doing the slide.
Yes, like he did at Old Trafford with Porto.
Yeah, so don't be surprised. Yeah, it's going to be emotional.
Yeah.
Because I think he loves Chelsea. I think that's where he, obviously, not I think, he had the most success.
That's his
at Chelsea.
First love, yeah.
Yeah, so probably he will be very emotional coming back there. Especially
I saw images of him in the press conference meeting some of the workers.
Yes, exactly.
Chelsea, it was very emotional.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah.
And the great thing is that he loves Chelsea. Chelsea also loves him, because that's when they burst into international significance.
But I hope the fans will not be drawn into that. They will not be lulled into, oh, we love you, Jose. Because this Chelsea side needs a push.
It needs help.
Respect the man and support to the tag-outs. Give him a clap. But when the game starts,
get behind the team.
Get behind the team.
Yeah, get behind the team.
And if you need to boo him, during the 90 minutes and then clap him off at the end. That's it.
Having won the game, yeah.
Yeah, because this Chelsea side needs a lift.
Yeah, they need a lift. They seem a bit, I suppose it's an age thing, because they've got one of the younger sides.
Yeah,
they
have a lot of
Shandy's Udanzi, we've got a younger side. Process. In Europe now, where clubs spend hundreds of millions of dollars. Shandy,
you have to be ready. Yeah, fit for purpose.
And what happens? Then over Vatengo. Then my team, you know, spend 400 million.
Yes. You can't develop. Alright, we gotta go. Exactly. We gotta go. We're back tomorrow. Don't miss the show. May God richly bless you. That's my story. And I'm sticking to it. Manande out.
Lionel Messi has conquered his final peak. Lionel Messi has shaken hands with paradise.
The biggest sports stories.
Max Verstappen has taken the checkered flag to win the Japanese Grand Prix.
The biggest interviews.
These are happy tears, I guess. I don't know. And I wouldn't be Serena if it wasn't Venus. So thank you, Venus.
And all the analysis right here.
There's no question that LeBron James at the worst is a top 3 player in the history of basketball since the game was invented. I don't want to hear that. It's just blasphemous.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport. It's CFM Sport on CFM Stereo. My station, your station.
Hi, this is Mike Muddleton. You can catch me and the team for all the latest breaking news out of the world of sport, local as well as international, on your favorite station, my station, your station, ZFM. We are Z Team on ZFM Sport.
ZFM.